cliffcentral.com.
Have we got an Amisha Barton update? Because I know we were following her very closely so long ago.
The many faces of Amisha Barton.
What a sad story. This proves to you fame and money will not solve all your problems.
I think it was the last time we heard about it. She hired a van to move apartments.
Yes.
She then drove that van into a wall.
And she was busy shouting and screaming at the neighbors the whole time.
And not just any wall. She drove into her new building.
Yeah.
That's what made it sad.
So she's got problems.
She is now filing a restraining order against two of her ex-boyfriends, rather. This is kind of complicated, but the overall theme is it's just sad. So get ready to shake your head in pity as I tell you this. So Amisha Barton once dated a guy named John Zacharias. And John, during their relationship, which was only a couple of months anyway, recorded some footage of them having sex and also of Amisha Barton taking a shower. And what do you think John is trying to do now?
He's trying to sell it.
Absolutely. For $500,000.
Oh, that's outrageous. Come on.
So that is what...
Do you think someone would pay that for Amisha Barton footage?
I think we're the only people in the whole world
talking about her story.
Just us. And we're not paying $500,000 for that.
And by the way, we're not talking about her because we're fascinated by her. We're talking about her because it's sad.
This is honestly just so sad.
$500,000 for Amisha Barton shower footage.
Yes, and some sex footage as well. So what do you think Amisha does in her rational mind to curb this? She goes... how do I get this footage? Let me date John's best friend. And John's best friend is going to make me, help me somehow.
Hang on. So John's best friend, the plan is that she'll date his friend.
Yes.
His friend will steal the footage off of John.
Absolutely. Yes. So that's what she does. She starts dating a guy named Adam Shaw, who's BFFs with her former ex, John. Wow. But what does that guy do instead?
He films another video.
Goes even sadder and lower and starts forging Amisha Barton's signature. So now they're all these checks with Amisha Barton's fake signature on
them. She's got no money, though.
Oh, man. Amisha Barton, as if you didn't have enough problems in the world.
Horrible story. I feel bad for her.
Yeah.
I've got to be honest with you. I feel very bad for this woman.
But the question's got to be asked here. When is Ryan Seacrest going to throw out the reality TV show? Because he's probably going, I mean, her stock's going so low, I could probably get the show for free.
Do you know, so now she's fighting for a restraining order against both of these guys and to have the footage of her having sex with her ex and also her in the shower not released.
I feel bad for her. I almost want to rescue the poor woman. If I were a billionaire, I would rescue people like Amisha Barton. I'd buy the footage from this dude. I'd destroy it, and I'd say to her, you've got a fresh start, honey. Go out there. Start again.
Yeah, and then she'll want to borrow your car, and then she'll drive.
No, that's it. She doesn't know me. She doesn't know where it comes from. I don't want anything from her. I would just bail her out of this shit situation that she's in and let her start again. Don't you think it would be nice?
It's a lovely idea, but some people just love to live in shit. She'll make a fresh situation. She'll have money, then she'll go, right, now I'm really going to show these dickheads. And then she'll go back to the same people, and then it'll try to date the third guy in the group of friends. Just to prove a point.
Tips for Amisha Barton. Number one, get a United Nations campaign right now. Everyone loves someone who sides with the UN.
Yeah.
Number two.
Work for Angelina. I mean, remember when everyone hated her and they loved Jennifer Aniston?
No one thought of Angie as a homewrecker.
Yeah.
Number two, sign on to a Disney movie. Everyone loves a good animation.
Yeah, I don't think Disney will touch her, though.
Yeah, after the United Nations, you see, it's like a little nice sweep.
No.
And then number three, sit at home, cross your legs, and close your mouth. Done. Amisha Barton will live happily ever after.
See, you should be. You're like Mary Poppins.
I'm here helping her out.
Yeah, you have all the answers.
You give her money, I help her.
It's just odd that the United Nations campaign is the easiest thing to do there. CliffCentral.com.